The colours of the world celebrated in one place. This is Space to Be, a one-stop shop for unique and diverse creations.
It's more than a shop, it's like a home.
This social enterprise prides itself on unearthing rare talent from new and emerging communities.
I'm wearing Seda's traditional design, which she learnt in a refugee camp. So that's where her art began.
Janine Laurie and Mariam Issa are the women behind this space, created to support the plight of refugees and promote their skills.
There were a lot of women who came with incredible talents, but were sort of a little bit lacking in self-confidence. And so if we could give them, you know, their creativity back and allow them to express themselves, instead of being in that space of suppression, then that was, you know, something that would really work for all of us.
Our aim is to be a place that you want to come to because of the products. So we want the products to sell it more than the cause. People come in because they go, oh, it's beautiful, and then they find out, oh.
Dozens of different nations are represented here, from Afghanistan and Somalia to Chile and Myanmar.
You know, we're very lucky that we have all these beautiful women coming from different parts of the world, bringing their stories and their traditions and sharing it with us.
It's been in this permanent space in St Kilda since November, following successful pop-up ventures. The model is based on a tier system, where sales are split 50-50 with established designers, 40-60 with established designers who volunteer, and migrant designers in training receive 80% to the store's 20%. But the store almost never opened. With little business experience, Janine didn't have the confidence to pursue her dream. Plagued with questions about how and where to start, community leader Mariam stepped in.
I think when our mind is trained to do things in a logical way, we tend to think of more the how, and then we lose our why. And when she was still hesitating, I felt that I should jump in with her and say, let's do it. We can do this. It wasn't so much about the resources, but about the resourcefulness.
Their relationship was perhaps the instigator for the buddy system that forms an integral part of the business, partnering a refugee with a local designer to improve their skills.
So we've got two more, so we can alternate between this and that.
Crocheting, sewing, creating, all the while empowering refugees to find independence. But it's a reciprocal partnership, also about strengthening ties within the community. Space to Be also takes special orders, recently from a local primary school and library. And it's in the process of creating a business hub to help migrants start their own businesses. It's enabled designers to market and modify their collections to cater to both traditional and Western customers.
The women who are making these outfits, what does it mean to them?
It means that they are productive here in Australia and they can make a living out of it.
And what's that like for you when you see people wearing these clothes?
I've been happy because I wear.
And there's a sentimental attachment too.
It's a reminder of back home, and also the vibrant colours, they suit our skin. So we just want to show our kids as well, future to come, what we wear.
Iranian asylum seeker Leila Ashtiani is a qualified artist and held many exhibitions in her native Tehran.
Painting is my life, my heart, because I love the paint, and nearly 20 years I have experience.
While she was in the Broadmeadows Detention Centre, she taught others how to paint too. At Space to Be, she'll curate the gallery, which will rent out space to other emerging artists.
Next on the agenda for Space to Be is to open up a cafe. It will be run in partnership with an Iranian refugee and offer work experience to other new arrivals.
A crowdfunding event will be held throughout April, which will help provide seed funding and establish the cafe and store.
For me, it's about other people joining in and saying, what's my little bit? How can I give and how can I add to be support to my community? It's bringing in the love. I trust you. We love what you're doing, so we're going to support you in it.